Okay, now, Ben, this will be an experience for you. It certainly is for me every time. Spider's wife, Cherie, rang up and, this is interesting information.
Canned pickle and pork. Canned
pork. All right, so this is the segment that we call...
Who let the dogs out?
Spiders in the doghouse. Again.
Again.
It always happens. No, of course you wouldn't understand. No, of course... So because you don't understand, it's best to bring your beautiful wife, Cherie, into the picture so that you have a clear understanding. Good morning, Cherie.
Oh, good morning. Good morning, good morning. I need more Xanax. So there's a doctor out there that can prescribe me as much prescription medication to get through the next week. Oh, Lord.
What do you mean get through the next week?
Peter, you were told back in October that from this Thursday for 5 days, you had to have Boston on your own. You've known for six, seven months.
Yeah.
So you've organised a night out with Milne from the Saints on Thursday night.
No.
On Friday, you're going four-wheel driving to Moreton Island with the boys from Brazil's. Saturday, you've got another party at Southport Sharks with the parents.
Oh, wow.
But Boston will love four-wheel driving.
No. And then Boston, and I'm trying to go, right, don't get out of the car. Four-wheel driving and filming for the TV show, just stay in the car. It's safer to stay in the car. Then Boston's winding me up. Dad, got the beers? Got the beers packed, have we, Dad? No.
This is scary.
It's scary? Oh, my Lord, last time I left Peter in trouble, Boston missed a day of school because I thought it was Saturday when it was Friday. Pete was on holidays. You guys were on holidays and he thought it was Saturday, but no, it's Friday, and I was wondering why Boston wasn't at school. He had tuck shop every single day at school.
That's all right.
No, it's not all right. And he took the wrong uniform.
That's right.
Seriously.
It's not hard, Peter. Come on.
It's not hard. I know. I said to him, all you need to do is just look after yourself, which I know is hard for you to look after yourself. But we had to focus on Boston, nothing else. Don't think about anything else. But Boston, make sure he's right beside you, that he's safe. Just walk behind him. Make sure he's safe. Make sure he's fed. Make sure he's watered. Make sure he goes to bed at night. I don't know. I don't know what I'm going to do. I'm going to have to get hypnotised, I think, before end of the week.
In Spider's defence, Cherie, I think he was planning to take Boston to all of those things.
I know. But that's the worst part, because he will. And then Boston will ring me at midnight going, Mum, how do you call an Uber? How do I get an Uber, Mum? Don't worry. Boston's got the Uber app on his phone. He has done since he was 7 years old.
Got to get home somehow responsibly.
Good luck, Cherie. I'll be on the lookout. I've got a spare room.
Oh, my Lord. I know, seriously, if anyone out there would like a lovely 12-year-old for 5 days, let me know. I'm open to complete strangers. Anything's got to be better than Peter.
What about a 44-year-old? I'll take a spare room anywhere, too.